Okay, continuing with the migrations topic. There is a relatively new tool called Open Rewrite, and you're going to hear all about it from Tim.
Yeah, hi. So it's been mentioned a few times before, so I hope I can live up to the hype. My name's Tim Tebeek, and I'm a staff software engineer at Moderna. But I recently started, just the start of this month, and before that I was a migration engineer as a consultant for 5 years. So what that means is I would walk into organizations, familiarize myself with all the old technologies that they were still using, and then hack away at lifting all those services up to the latest versions of Java and Spring. I would frequently find versions that up to 5 to 10 year old versions of Java or JUnit or Spring, which is not ideal from either a security perspective or even a developer experience point of view. Initially, I would migrate these services by hand or gradually introduce more and more course automations. But then at the end of last year, I discovered Open Rewrite. And Open Rewrite is a tool that promises to make light work of all such migrations. I got so excited about this technology that I started to contribute and even present about this on conferences, and then eventually quit my job to work on Open Rewrite full time. So after a nice sabbatical, that brings us here today. Perhaps you've faced some of the same challenges that I did. At a conference like this, you'll hear all about new framework and language features. Yeah, back at work, you're stuck using Java 8 and JUnit 4. And migrating all of that by hand can seem daunting if it ever gets priority. I want to show you how easy it can be to perform major migrations. That way, you too can adopt all the latest language and framework features. And it can be fun to adopt new language features such as records and text blocks. But you don't want to adopt these features manually or only on a single project. Instead, we will look into automation to make old projects feel like new again, so you can benefit from JVM language and framework improvements. Here's a very brief overview of the types of migrations I'll be talking about. Likely, you already performed some of these migrations in the past, and other migrations are always just around the corner. If you look back over time, there's a near constant stream of worthwhile improvements to pick up. And I like the challenge. I still get excited whenever a new version comes out. I just don't like the repetitive elements that come with upgrading. And if you try to keep up by hand, you will hardly get anything else done, especially as microservices these days mean you're not just upgrading once, but dozens of times. Automation may then be the only option, especially for companies using thousands of services. Through Open Rewrite, you can now migrate between versions of Java and Spring with a simple command. You can even migrate between frameworks, such as from JUnit to AssertJ, and from Java EE to Spring. In this talk, I'll tell you all about Open Rewrite, how it came about, how it works, and what you can do with it. And finally, we'll briefly look at who's developing these recipes and how to apply them to open source projects. Open Rewrite was developed at Netflix, initially to aid in the migration of an internal logging framework to SLF4J. You can probably imagine that any logging framework is going to be pervasive throughout an organization. To even consider migrating, you need perfectly accurate automation. Especially when usage is spread across hundreds of services. So they developed a parser to accurately read Java and turn the source code into a lossless semantic tree. This model can then be modified to replace the old logging statements with calls to SLF4J. Next, the migrated model is written out as close as possible to the original source code. That way, the applied changes are minimal, leaving surrounding code untouched. Later, the same developers moved on to work on Spinnaker, and while trying to onboard teams and organizations there, they found that teams often struggled with these same outdated languages and frameworks. To help teams adopt the latest versions. To help teams adopt the latest versions, they applied a different set of migration recipe through the same lossless semantic tree parser. Let me just get this one on. This allowed them to quickly reduce this technical debt and bring teams from Spring Boot 1 to Spring Boot 2 and from JUnit 4 to JUnit 5. The project has since been open source, with the company behind it committed to making all recipes available on the Apache